website on this, the 22nd day of January 2021, from the Lucy Coleman Studio in Los Angeles, California, from the United States of America on God's good, great planet Earth. Welcome to today's webcast. It's cumulus clouds hanging over Los Angeles early this morning. Right now, it's 7 minutes after 10 a.m. I've been up a few hours, at least since about 7 o'clock, and it looks like it's going to be a beautiful day, so I thought that I would step into the office and get some work done. And you know what? I'm grateful to God that I can still do that, because I can still move around and function and get important work done. Are you doing that? As a matter of fact, yesterday I walked Harcourt all the way down to 60th Street and back, and I'm thinking about taking him around the block from Harcourt to Rempaw and all the way around the block so that he could sniff new grass, dirt, and rocks, right? Hey, has anyone ever did anything to you that's really, really, it was a poor choice on their behalf, and it kind of left you disillusioned about your friendship, about your love towards them, and even made you, you know, feel a little disquieted about being the kind of person that God made you to be. And isn't that just the way we are? You know, I'm looking at the kind of person that God made me to be, and I have finally come to, after being 77 years old in life, I have finally come to the point where I can say on one of my webcasts that Lucy was the most tremendous blessing, my wife that passed away. Lucy was the most tremendous blessing that God has ever given me as a live-in partner, as a person that I could trust and love and confide in. I never had to worry about looking over my shoulder. I never had to worry about what her thoughts were after I had a conversation. It was a marriage made in heaven. It was, as you've heard me speak on these particular webcasts from time to time, especially within the past 10 years, it was a marriage of convenience, because I could not see how I could live in this great country of mine without having a partner by my side that I could trust, that I could depend upon. And, you know, I speak with a lot of young black men today, and we speak about, you know, the possibility of finding a woman like, I didn't find her. She didn't find me. God literally put us together. And Judith Fillmore, if you're still alive, you and Phil, thank you for letting Lucy rent that apartment with you up above my now deceased friend, Clarence Armstrong, because that's where I met my wife for the first time. And this webcast isn't about us. This webcast is about, if you found a partner, a lover, someone that said that they love you but didn't love you, someone that pretended to love you for the wrongest of all reasons, I want to dedicate this webcast to. This isn't practice three. This is just a break in the middle. I want to read some things that I found to be interesting over the years, especially as I address the issue of forgiveness. Because, you know, President Trump is gone and President Biden is in. There's a lot of you that listen to me out there that voted for President Trump, and there's a lot of you that voted for Biden. A lot of you can't forgive family members, friends, and other people that didn't vote for the candidate that you voted for. You know, we think about Mitch McConnell saying, it's time to go on. We think about all those other people that were pardoned, and why wasn't my friends pardoning? And you can't find it in your heart to forgive anyone. And even if it happens amongst us as African-American people, I watched an, I'm not going to tell you the name of the movie, but I watched a movie last night that was made years ago, and it showed the black man being totally mistreated. And I thought about the religion that was given to us. It's been on my mind all last night. But Amori Baraki wrote this. He said, "The African, because of the violent differences between what was native and what he was forced to do in slavery, developed some of the most complex and complicated ideas about the world imaginable." And I find that people commit, I agree with Amari, I find that people commit hideous crimes against humanity because they can't, well, they've been so badgered and beat up, they don't know how to orchestrate themselves. Paulie Marchelli wrote this, "I must see Africa, get close to it, because I can never lose the sense of being a displaced person here in America because of my color." You know, and that's why I love the continent. And this is the dilemma, the perplexity that I find myself in. I don't understand the differences that happens amongst a people. W.E.B. Du Bois, whom I've read a lot about, said this. He said, "One ever feels his two-ness, an American, a Negro, two souls, two thoughts, two unreconciled strivings, two warring ideas in one dark body, whose dog strength alone keeps it from being torn apart." Thank you, Mr. Du Bois. I think that that really works. But what if someone hurts you badly? I mean, so bad that you don't think that you could ever forgive them. And this is what makes me think about that as I get deeper into this webcast today. My best friend that died 2 weeks Sunday ago could not forgive. Oh, my God, that man could not forgive. I literally begged him. I said, "Johnny, whatever they do to you, whatever anybody does to you, whether they cost you money, whether they disrupt your peace, whether they dig down deep and hurt you." And you know, a lot of young men that I've helped over the years have tremendously scarred me, have torn me apart. But I forgave them. I forgave them. So this 30-minute webcast is on forgiveness. And I couldn't think of a better guy to introduce you to the thought than the Duke himself, Duke Ellington, years ago. And it's from the Ellington Centennial Collection, which I have. And I want to play a number entitled, "Don't Get Down on Your Knees and Pray." I want you to listen to the orchestration. I don't know who the young man is that's singing it, but I want you to listen to his words. And I want those of you that hated Donald Trump, that try to pray and thank God for Biden, no, this is for you. For those of you that hated Biden, and since he's in the White House now, and you want to get on your knees and pray, and you hate him, no. Those of you that hate me, because I told you that I don't believe in the process of voting, but I love my country. My country, tis of thee. You better hear me now. Sweet land of liberty. I'm going to tell you, America is my home. I was proud when I put on my Army uniform. Oh, I gave it away a couple of years ago. I was going to hold on to it. One young man found out that I gave it away with all my medals and attachments and everything on it. And he said, man, I wanted that. Why did you give that away? I said, man, please. I gave that thing away because that's something of the past. I have pictures. My daughter knows that I was in that organization. So I love America. But I want to tell you something. America left me with a religion, with a faith, with a disposition. And I believe all of us here that were born in this country and came up in this country, I saw it when I watched the Biden inaugural process. I saw soldiers in uniform performing the sign of the cross, which is the Catholic sign, an Orthodox sign of Christianity. But I tell you one thing, you can give those signs and do all of those things. But if you haven't done this, everything that you're talking about is done in vain. Duke Ellington, listen.
Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Have you forgiven the sinner who kept you from being winner? And the one who stole your bulging purse? Have you lost the rancor in your heart for the hanky-panker? Or for him is there still a little curse? Or worse? Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't you get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Life is much too short to waste on negative thought for the one you think might harm you next. Don't dream of him with snakes. Forget mistakes he makes and throw away that dirty little hex. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Have you forgiven your lover and the one whom you discovered coveting the loved one you adore? Have you done the thing that's right? Do you pray for them at night? Or is hatred seeping through your every pore? Well, you better listen. Don't you dare get down, no, no. Hold your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. You better not get down, no. Hold your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Does your anger run so rife that you'd like to use your knife? Don't do it, 'cause you'll wind up in the clink. After you calm down cool, you'll find God's gossips talk the fool, and nothing's on the brink of what you think. Don't get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. Don't you get down on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everyone. It's harder to defeat than it is to spell. Revenge is not sweet, it's as bitter as hell. Prayers be answered, and may all of your blessings be multiplied. But don't you dare pray for that which is caused to be denied. Don't you dare get down, no, no, on your knees to pray until you have forgiven everybody, everywhere.
Now, my religion taught me that if you do not forgive the 45th president of the United States, if you do not forgive the 46th president, if you did not forgive the 44th president, and on down, what you praying for? What are you praying for? You cannot be praying to the same God that I'm praying to, because God don't be hearing no ambiguous, dysfunctional stuff. I like what Ralph Ellison said. He says, when I discover who I am, I'll be free. You see, my freedom isn't contingent upon what a person does to me, how that person hates me, how that person wants to delay my progress. My freedom doesn't begin there. No, no, no. Mabel Lincoln put it this way. She said, too many black folks are fools about color and hair. And she's right, because it's not about that. We have to forgive the person that brings that to our memory. Well, that's all I'm going to share with you today. I just wanted to put that in there. It's such a wonderful day, and I'm looking forward to having a good time. And I hope that you are looking forward also. Be nice. I think that I want to end up with this statement by James Baldwin, because he put it well. He said, color is not a human or a personal reality. It's a political reality. And I found that to be true. Haven't you? Now remember, no more praying, no more going up to God if you have hatred in your heart for anyone. Forgive them, just as God will forgive you when you forgive them. Forgive Donald Trump. Forgive the people that stormed the Capitol. Forgive them with a repentant heart on your own. Then our republic gets strong. See, I don't have to vote to know that to be true. I don't have to be a politician or a preacher behind a pulpit to know that to be true. We need to change the way we're behaving in this country. And we need to behave like we got some sense. God bless you. Talk to you soon.